Good morning. It was 2 months ago today that we gathered as family and certainly with families to celebrate the birthday of Jesus. That was a day foretold by prophets, a day announced by an angel and welcomed fully by the persons of Mary and Joseph. This morning, we gather as we do and have done every Sunday since that day, because of Jesus' birth. But on this Sunday, we hear something new announced. We see something foretold, and we witness an act to which you and I are called. That act is faith. A faith that does more than just show up, but a faith that actually wakes up within us all that is good, all that is beautiful, all that God created us for. Last week, we saw God waking up, if you will, the world. The world had become rather dark. It was wet like this morning, dark like this morning. And God found Noah. You remember that story. We remembered it last week. But this week, we meet another man and his son. The story of Abraham. And hopefully you remember that story. It's such an important story for us. Abraham and Sarah pass childbirth years, and Sarah has a son named Isaac. She had laughed because God said a son would come. Isaac means the laugh, or the one that made me laugh. And then with this miracle boy, the father, Abraham, is called to sacrifice him. Remarkable. This very strange thing, this very perplexing and disturbing call from God. And seeing this faith of Abraham, who goes with his son Isaac to this place, God manifests in that moment his providence, his faithfulness. And in that sacrifice of faith of Abraham, God reveals to us his sacrifice, what God is willing to do for you and me. And as we know, he did it. The story of Abraham and Isaac is so important because it's a foreshadowing of God the Father and his son, our Lord Jesus, whose faith in his Father was profound, whose love for his Father oriented his whole life, and whose witness to the Father is now ours to bear. In the gospel, we hear the voice of the Father, and it's a very simple word. This is my beloved son. Listen to him. You see, my friends, 2 months after Christmas Day, God is speaking. He has something to say. And for you and I who have ears, we're meant not just to hear, but to listen. The one who listens is the one who responds. The one who listens is one who lives life different. The one who listens is one who is in relationship with. The one who listens is the one who comes to know the other and allows themselves to be known by that other. And the word today from the Father is for us to listen. This is how faith grows. This is how the birth of Jesus is made manifest, not just in a Christmas season or in a crib, but in you and me. We believe in the Father. We know he has something to say. And what he says is so very good. As we begin the second week of Lent, let us take a hearty examine of how well we listen. And let us not underestimate that important activity, because it gives to those who show up the ability to grow up, to be bigger than what we now are, to be fuller than what we now may know, and to become the very people that God has created us to be, living witnesses of his glory. Today, let us thank God that he has something to say. Let us thank God that we have the ability to hear it. And let us, with full minds and hearts, do the one thing that he asks us to do. Listen.